continuing our conversation for part three of our today's Lely Radio Sports segment with Kyle Ament, who is in the AAA organization of the Arizona Diamondbacks and a Pleasantville graduate. Kyle, too, you know, just your opinion now that you've started to play baseball at a high level and you kind of look in hindsight of from your youth, you know, it's in today's world, the U-triple-S-A baseball and some of that youth baseball has just absolutely exploded, especially here in the state of Iowa and the Des Moines area and what kind of what they're doing down here in other metro areas. Kind of what's your opinion and your thoughts on just the explosion of this U-trip baseball and kind of what the youth level is like nowadays?
Yeah, I do think it's crazy compared to when I was growing up. Weren't a lot of like I played on a U-triple-S-A team with first one I played on was with some of my buddies from Pleasantville, and then the next one I played on was with a lot of kids from Carlisle, and it definitely was big, but it's not as big as it was now. I think it's good. It puts kids into competition with other kids that are at an equal level or maybe a little bit better, and it grows the competition level, grows the game well. I also, from the flip side of that though, some of my favorite like memories, some of my favorite times being on baseball field was with guys I played with in school ball. Like playing in high school, middle school, going up through Little League with these guys. I mean, we were so close by the time we were seniors that, I mean, it was tough to leave that team my senior year. So as great as travel ball is, and I think it's really good to get higher competition going, especially with Iowa being a state that does school baseball in the summer, it's hard to play on these travel ball teams when you're in high school. So I think that part's good. But I do think that there's something to be had about playing with the guys that you've grown up with your whole life in school ball too.
You know, what's the advice that you give to somebody, you know, you're obviously pitching at such a high level and to be able to play at that level, you have to really stick out from other people. It seems like baseball especially, because it's, you know, rosters aren't that big at the major leagues or even the minor leagues. But, you know, what do you tell somebody if they are asking for advice on, you know, how do you get to where you're at now and how do you at least develop or get on the right track as a pitcher?
Yeah, one thing that I'd say is be a sponge. You can learn something from absolutely everybody, whether you learn something that is super helpful or you learn something like, I shouldn't do that again. Be a sponge to everybody that has any information. Constantly learn, constantly be a student of the game, because that's the only way that you're going to get better. And the other thing I would say would be to just go out there and be yourself on the field. There's no need for you to go out and try to be this like superstar player that makes amazing plays every single day when that's not you. If you're a pitcher that throws, say you're a pitcher that you're a high school kid that's 86 to 88 and you can spot pitches on the outer half, the inner half, you're doing that. There's no sense for you to go out there and just try to throw it as hard as you possibly can and not know where the ball's going. So two things would be just be a sponge and then be you on the field. Don't try to be somebody else. Be you, and that'd be the two things that I would say.
Well, Kyle, kind of before we close up, just last question for you, you know, in regards to your time at Pleasantville, since, you know, Pleasantville is a big focus area of what I cover here at the radio station, you know, do you feel that you took a lot, you know, from your time there, you took a lot of hometown values away from and small town values away from Pleasantville that you still carry with you today? And also, you know, the Trojans are having a great season this year, 21-1. Do you still, you know, every once in a while, you know, keep track of how they're doing or check in with Coach Card? I know he's no longer the coach there, but just kind of, you know, see how things are going back home.
So on the baseball team side, I do keep up every once in a while. There's some guys on the team that follow them, so I do see some of the stuff they post talking about how they're doing. I did see that they were undefeated at one point. I didn't realize that they lost a game, but I try to keep up every once in a while. And also my mom, during the school year, she subs. And so she kind of has fills me in on some things going on just with sports and whatnot every once in a while as well. On the small town values part, I think the big thing that I took I've taken away, I've taken multiple things away, but hard work, constantly working as hard as you can every day. Don't take a day off. Just be a hard worker. You don't always have to be the loudest guy, but people notice hard work. And the other thing is just be personable with everybody. Talk to everybody. I think in a small town, it's easy because everybody knows everybody. So you can like just taking that and just talking to everybody that I could. And especially now that I'm in pro ball and getting to the higher levels, I'm constantly picking guys' brains on everything. Those are two things that I definitely feel like I took away from being in a small town where you talk to a lot of people and then also you got to work hard. You got to work hard.
That's been Kyle Amott, Pleasantville graduate and current pitcher in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Thanks, Kyle.
Yep, thank you.